just spoke a little bit about the men's basketball team, saw a nice article on CBSSports.com, which has been previewing with their expert panel of a handful of guys, all of the different conferences, and the American was one that they posted on Tuesday. Gary Parrish, Matt Norlander, Jerry Palm, all three guys who I follow on Twitter, Kyle Boone and David Kopp, who I'll add to the list, all have the same top four for the American. All think Houston's going to win it. A lot of experience coming back. Memphis lost some big names, but of course with Penny Hardaway, they got talent coming in there. Then SMU. Now that's a big jump for them. That could be an interesting team to watch. So we all know how things ended for them last year wasn't the best. Actually, four out of the five had Cincinnati as their fourth team. One had Tulsa, and the one that didn't have Cincinnati at four had them at five. Now, only one of the panel of experts on this article, which I put out a link to if you want to go to my Twitter page, at Derek Sharp, had USF as the fifth team. Average was seven. Three of the five guys had USF picked to finish seventh. But there was a lot of praise with this. It wasn't one of those things where they're being discounted. It's just how talented and how strong the league is. I just mentioned the top four being Houston, Memphis, SMU, and Cincinnati. You know, it'd be great to just assume the Bulls are ahead of that batch. But right now, two other teams between those four and the Bulls, being seventh, are Wichita and Tulsa. And I think the Bulls can be right around that level. I think it could end up being a toss-up for those three teams, being the fifth place kind of team, and hopefully even higher than that. And remember how the conference is set up this year. Fifth place is a good place to be because there are 11 teams in the league, and the top five, as opposed to the top four in a 12-team league, the top five will get a bye for the first round of the conference tournament. Now, we're not really talking about the postseason when it comes to the football squad, but wait until you hear Jeff Scott's answer to a question related to the postseason. But first of all, just a general update on how practice has been and how it's getting quickly to the actual day of the game.
In a fast few days. It's hard to believe tomorrow's our last practice of the week. I think for us, quick turnaround. I got over here Sunday and watched the video from Temple, and then moved on, had another meeting watching the video from Tulsa and getting a lift in, and then had our typical Monday practice yesterday, and today was a combination of our Tuesday, Wednesday practice. Huge challenge this weekend. Very impressed with Tulsa when you turn on the tape. I think Coach Montgomery and his staff have done an excellent job of recruiting and developing their talent. What stands out to me is just how big, and really for our whole league. I was telling somebody the other day, I'm just so impressed with everybody that we play with the size. I think that gives me a lot of optimism of, being able to add to our depth and our roster the type of players that we can truly get in this league.
Hope you caught that. Right now, Tulsa, talent-wise, is in a position where Jeff Scott wants to get to, especially size on defense. Remember, a couple weeks back, he was talking about the need to get bigger on the D-line. This week, it was about the inability to really get pressure on the opposing quarterback, and size is a part of that, and Tulsa definitely has it. Now, on the offensive line, it's been okay. There was one, of course, after the early sack fumble change on the offensive line at right tackle, but right now, that seems to be the only mild concern at that position.
Hopple has kind of bounced around between right tackle and even played some guard when we needed to. Blanchard's a guy that played early in the year when Donovan was out and did some good things. And then he struggled maybe against Cincinnati. So we went back with Hopple. And, their guys had a couple good one-on-one pass rush against him. And so we went ahead and put Blanchard in there. And he did a solid job. I think that's still probably on the offensive line. The right tackle position is probably still the one where we'll be watching that kind of game by game, quarter by quarter. But I really felt like the other four guys, right guard, center, left guard, left tackle, graded out pretty well the last 2 weeks. So that lends itself to some optimism.
Reason to be optimistic about the quarterback showing some confidence was Jordan McLeod, according to his head coach.
I do think there's a difference when you have one guy that's playing. But also I think outside of the fumbles, I think Jordan has played well. So I think it's a combination of playing one guy and that person playing well. If they didn't play well, then you end up playing another guy. So that's why when you're playing multiple guys, you're not playing very good, right? It kind of goes hand in hand a little bit. But, that's what I talked to Jordan about after the game and this week. I said, man, your last two games, you've shown a lot of improvement. I mean, he's completing maybe 60, 8% of his passes the last two games, and really just doing a good job in the flow of the game. You know, last week, 95-yard drive for a touchdown, and then to me, the big drive was there at the end. I know we didn't get the two-point play, but with the game on the line, down 8, to drive it, you know, 70 yards to give yourself a chance to tie it. And in that, on that series, there was 2 third downs that he really, you know, was able to run and make plays. So, you know, if he can control the ball security issue, I think he's just going to continue to get better. And as he does, I believe our offense will do as well.
So obviously the quarterback is the leader on offense. You've heard the leadership role being thrown around when it comes to guys like Dwayne Boyles, Antonio Greer. And getting Boyles and Mikayla Point back really was a big deal.
When you're not as deep as you want to be, getting one or two of those key guys back, it feels like a normal year getting 4 or 5 guys back. I mean, that's really the difference that it felt like. And then what we have to also remember is it's their first time back in 3 or 4 weeks, right? And I kind of made that analogy. Early in the year, we were all talking about how many weeks do you need to get ready before you play a game, right? We were all talking 4 to 6 weeks. But literally, when these guys go, you know, sit in their bed for 3 weeks and then they come back, we're all excited. We think they're going to be right back. So, you know, they're having to kind of get back in shape and play in shape and all those things. But I think both those guys, it's great to have them back, number one. I mean, LaPointe's just a guy that just the ball, he finds the ball. The ball finds him. He just feels like he's going to get an interception every single game. So some guys just have a knack for that. And then Boyles is like our quarterback on defense. I mean, he just gets everybody lined up. He just exudes confidence to the rest of those guys. So we're glad to have both of those guys back.
Thought this was good. Unfortunately, the Bulls got blown out a lot of times, as we know, the last year and maybe a half, and carried over with Cincy and Notre Dame, especially Notre Dame. But when asked about, you know, close games and not being able to close them out, even though it's not been on his watch before this season, is there something that needs to change there? And he gave an answer, basically saying it was something that had to happen before the end of the game.
Yeah, I think it's a ball security thing, you know, and that was really why I wanted to show the video to the guys Sunday night, because I was so proud of our guys, how they played. I mean, we're 1-3 on the road, 13-point underdog, put everything into it all week long, and before we look up, it's 10-0. I mean, it's 8 minutes to go in the first quarter, right? I think if you pause that and you let that play a lot of different places, it's 45-3 at the end, right? And our guys continued to play all game long. And even after the 3 turnovers that really put us in a bad, bad spot, the same team offense that put the ball on the ground 3 times went and drove it all the way down and gave us a chance. So the point I wanted to make to the guys, and I'm always honest with them, that's the best, the only way you're going to get things corrected. I'm like, hey guys, it really is as simple as holding on to the ball and finishing a couple tackles. You know, I mean, the easy thing to do is say, oh, here we go again and all that. But I really haven't seen that from our guys. I mean, that's a group that made a huge stride and continue. I was disappointed against East Carolina. We went down 24-7, and I felt like on the sidelines, kind of the guys stopped believing. And I made a big point of emphasis of that this, you know, week going into Temple. And I said, hey, I hope we're up 10 points or 14 points, but something happens and we're not. I want to see improvement in that area. I want to see guys continue to believe and continue to play. And so we showed that. But at the end of the day, it really came down to 3 turnovers on offense. And sometimes you can turn the ball over at midfield, right, and they go 3 and out and punt it, and it didn't really cost you. But all 3 of those turnovers were costly. It was a minimum of 13 points difference in the game, and you lose by 2. So I don't think that dropping the ball has anything to do with how we played the last 3 years. So to me, that's improvement. And if we can get those things corrected, then we got a chance to get over the hump.
And one last thing from Coach Jeff Scott, it would not hurt to have a healthy Johnny Ford. We'll transition from him into Johnny Ford himself answering the question of, hey man, when you got hurt the other day, were you a little bit concerned?
He looked good. I made him go back and tape his ankle. He didn't have his ankle taped, so that tells you how he feels right now about himself. But yeah, he looks good. I mean, I'm just really, again, pleased with him. It's great to see as a coach when you try to lay it out to a young man that's talented that, hey, if you will do the things that you need to do and live more disciplined, accountable life off the field, then it's going to carry over on the field. So that's what you're always preaching as a coach. And then when you actually see it happen and they see it happen, then they encourage themselves to continue to do it. And that's what I feel like. I don't have to really coach Johnny up on a lot of stuff off the field or whatever. Like, he's excited. Like, it's for the first time I think he's bought in completely and he's being rewarded for that success. So, you know, and he's a big part of our offense right now. So, you know, we started him last week for the first time and really felt like he kind of earned that by on the field and off the field for the first time.
People were holding their breath when they saw you go down, I'm sure. Were you feeling okay, and how are you feeling now?
I mean, I wasn't feeling okay at the time. I thought something worse happened, but then I wanted to get back in. Right there, I was telling them, like, tape me up, give me Advil, I'm ready to go. But I feel confident in my ankle. I feel like it's getting better with the training staff helping me. I mean, I came out today feeling like myself.
And just to alleviate officially any concerns if he's going to miss the game this week, here's his answer to Joey Knight's question. You know, if the game was tomorrow, could you play?
Yeah. If we could have played it today. I'm ready.
He was really fun to talk to and listen to, and here's what he had to say about his fleet feet, preceded by the examples of said fleet feet.
Ford again makes a man miss in the backfield, walks the tight rope, slides down, he got in.
Just defied gravity like he was on a slip and slide or something, but he stayed upright, slithered down the sideline.
End zone caught, Ford, did he get the feet down? Yes! Touchdown USF!
Microscopic images of the right foot going down just before the left foot tap. If you look at it closely on the replay, it looks like he did get the right foot down.
My feet is my money makers. I can say that. That's how I make people miss. That's how I run so fast. So if anything, I'm working on my footwork and my strength. So I take footwork real, real hard because my height. So I know I can use my feet to get away from certain people. Just like in the game, you see like people diving, but they can't catch me. Using my feet to get away from them, you know, things like that. So I take pride in that. But then again, it wasn't only me. It was the block from the receiver and the blocks from the O-line that helped me get to that point.
And we'll wrap things up with one more awesome comment here from Johnny Ford on the quarterback, Jordan McLeod.
Y'all probably want to hear the good stuff, but that's my best friend, you know? So me and him, we like this. So I try to tell him the stuff to try to help him out. But like me see, just watching him make me happy because to see like how far he came from, like he worked his butt off just to get to this point. And he's still working to this day. I always see him, like, doing things other people don't do, trying to be a leader on the offense and stuff, trying to keep his composure when things go bad. So I'm happy for him because he's getting the recognition he deserves. And now I just feel like once we execute, he's going to be the man.
That man was Johnny Ford. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have Charlie Weiss, Glenn Spencer. I'm going to bop around campus again on Wednesday, so we'll bring some more sports to you as well. But that's going to do it for the Wednesday version of Bulls Beat. Thanks for listening. I'm Derek Sharp.